Harry Potter is enrolled in a photography class to learn how to take better dick pics, and his professor is Draco Malfoy?
Jamie Lannister and Brienne of Tarth are directing a Titanic exhibit, and Jon Snow is the security guard?
Tony Stark is producing a dating show on a tropical island, and all the Avengers are the contestants.
There is no way stories like this exist.
And there is no way three best friends would read them and put their reactions out for the world to hear.
I mean, no one would do that, right? Guys?
I'm Allie Lefever.
I'm Lindsay Rush.
I'm Danny Chapman.
And this is Fangasm.
The following podcast is rated H for horny. It contains adult themes, sexually explicit content, strong language, and characters we don't own.
Welcome back to Fangasm. I'm Allie.
I'm Danny.
I'm Lindsay. This is the finale. The alley. Allie, you're putting the alley in finale.
Mm-hmm.
Your name has so many cool things.
Possibilities are endless.
This is it. Every ghost from here on out shall be fully busted.
Yeah.
Will they live or will they all perish at the hands of the sphere?
Because the sphere could win. Because wouldn't Egon die if the sphere... Don't they get too powerful that they perish? Isn't that why they're trying to stop it?
Yeah, Egon's going to get so powerful he's going to go around charming the pants off everybody.
I guess so.
Making Ray's power useless.
I mean, perish or... I mean, he would be a menace. A menace to society while drinking juice in the hood.
Watch out, Bumble. Cocky Egon's coming through.
All he can do is read minds.
Yeah.
But I guess he can't do that. Like, what could he really do?
Yeah, his powers don't feel like they have a...
Like Janet. Janine's the one that could really King Kong some stuff. She's strong.
Yeah, we got to watch out for her. Yeah, not Egon. He's fine. Just don't get into a conversation at a bar with him, I guess, is the big takeaway.
Don't think about your social security number around Egon.
Peter's going to end up behind bars with his...
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So
he'll be on the registry.
Okay, well, don't read ahead. Don't read ahead.
Don't read ahead, but that's the blowdown, really, right? Is that we're trying to stop these powers before they get hurt. Did you hear the cat?
Meow. Lindsay's puss is ready for some action.
Pussy roll call. Meow. I'm at my friend's house and she has a cat. I don't have a cat.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I saw you posing with a cat. And is not your cat.
His name is Elvis. He's 14. He's huge. He's amazing. And he just went running by and he's so large. It was like, dun, 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 dun. And he was like, meow. And this is like 2 hours from when he normally eats. So he starts really making a fuss, which who can relate? Me.
Would you ever get a cat now that you've gotten like good Elvis proximity?
No, I think Elvis to me is an anomaly. He's a cat dog. He's like, never. I'm going to make some cat. People are going to be mad. I had cats growing up, too. I had cats and dogs. Allie, you had cats growing up?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Danny, you guys have always had little dogs that are the size of cats.
Yes. I've had cat food-sized dogs.
My sister has 4 cats, and there are 6 cats technically in the house, so...
What's the story with the 2?
My sister and her wife live on one floor, and the other floor is her wife's cousin, and she has 2 cats. So there are 6 cats... Roman through this house.
A cat pack.
She calls it a lesbian paradise.
Legally, they're obligated to have at least 4.
Yeah, I don't think they have enough cats, actually.
That was important. Do we have any other important updates before we jump in? I know this is the last episode of the season. We're looking ahead to the next one, so stay tuned. But I feel like there's like a ton of great things coming out, coming back. So
yeah. Watch
yourself. We might pick something from the 1980s again. Who knows?
breaking olds.
Get caught up on Stand By Me.
I know an announcement. We were correct about our rumor last week about Taylor Swift, the Charlie Puth lyric. The poof bomb.
Yeah.
That is right.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that's something we haven't talked about is I guess we could all weigh in and say, do we have a favorite Taylor Swift song? I mean, it was a double album.
I mean, and the truth is, the connection is, it sounds like she sort of got ghosted a little bit by Maddie Healy, just in her heart. And that's the ghost bust. And now this album is busting him.
Mm-hmm.
Called out. I really like Clarabeau, I think is my favorite.
Okay.
Look at you.
Wow. Lens.
Right now, the one I keep just turning to is Who's Afraid of Little Old Me?
Mm.
And the, what was the one I was talking about today, Allie? I Can Do It with a Broken Heart.
Yeah, that one's good too.
Dun, 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 dun. But I think that's because it has that line that Allie and I specifically as moms can relate to. I cry so much, yet I'm so productive.
I'm so depressed, I feel just like my birthday.
Every day. Allie, what's yours?
I like Florida. Mm-hmm. That was the first one I loved. I also like The Albatross and I like Peter. Those are three that I was, probably the last 24 hours have been the ones I listened to the most.
I gotta say, I don't know that I've made it down to Peter or more than once.
The last songs like do have a disadvantage because, you know, you tend to start at the top. You know, it's like
exhausting.
Fortnite, I've played a bunch.
Yeah.
The end, I'm like, I have to start at a different part to make it through.
Me too. Because I keep being like, blah, blah, and then you're like, oh gosh, Peter, the bolter, Robin.
Yeah.
Well, I happened to be up in the middle of the night when the second album released. And so I listened to half of it. And then I was like, there's so much content to consume. I can't do it. So last night I listened to the rest of the second part of the anthology. And that's when I heard The Albatross. And I was like, oh, that's a banger. I like it. Ooh. I don't know if it's a banger, but it's good.
That came on today in the car. I liked it too. I went to look at my phone. I was like, what is this that's playing? Allie, is Peter about our Ghostbuster and his ability to see his sex ray vision?
It is, weirdly enough. It's crazy. It's the sequel to this season. Well, it's funny. Peter is almost like the sequel to Cardigan.
Oh, right. It's like Peter Pan, right?
Yeah, it's Peter Pan. Yeah. And I really love Cardigan. So the story continues.
This Taylor album feels like the cinematic universe of Marvel where, you know, you're like, oh, that's a continuation of Cardigan. That's a reference to Midnights. But if you divide by 7, it's 14.
Right.
You know, you're like, oh, my God.
It's like, oh, that's Maroon after all. And you're like, I mean, I thought I was a Swiftie until this album. And then I was like, I apparently know nothing. Except I did pick up the capitalization of Kim. Thank you, Amy. That's his Easter egg.
I'm not a Swiftie, but I am literate. And that's what makes me.
Turns out I know the difference between capitalization and lowercase.
I do have two working eyes.
Speaking of two working eyes, I think I'm reading this finale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, put them to work.
We did a proper blowdown in the beginning, just basically saying that, well, that's not true because now Egon's the only one that really doesn't want the sphere to go away. And everyone's trying to convince him.
Yeah, he's resisting.
Janine and Peter have come to their senses.
Yeah. Ray and Winston guilt them into doing the right thing.
Yeah. There was a security guard somewhere who was just like, go for it. Allie's like our insecurity guard character.
Rob. About as effective as Jon Snow was in our Titanic season.
Yeah. He's just like, sounds good. Don't make too much of a mess.
I think they're going to blast the sphere, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A five-way blast.
Oh, we haven't had a five-way blast.
Yeah, it sounds sexy.
Yeah, when was the last five-way blast? Like in the Disney?
Since season 4.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do it.
Lights, camera, bitch read.
Egon and Janine stopped shouting and looked at each other with confused expressions. Egon, what's happened? I believe the sphere has been destroyed, he replied slowly. Wait, we ended with the blast shook the walls last time?
Oh, I didn't know that was a sphere-ending blast.
Yeah.
Wow.
We missed the whole important part of the blowdown. The blast shook the walls.
Okay, should we read that last paragraph to Beak at a bridge?
Yes. Just then a bright light shone outside. The glass in the windows on the far end of the building shattered from the blast. Car alarms could be heard from nearby. The blast shook the walls.
We thought we were in the thick of the fight. I don't think we realized that we had just had the sphere-ending blast.
Destroyed the sphere.
Okay, wow.
I believe the sphere has been destroyed, he replied slowly. He suddenly looked very embarrassed. His cheeks blushed heavily. Janine, he said softly. Janine looked back at him, her eyes meeting his.
It's okay, Egon. I still love you.
She moved closer to him, inspecting his wrist that she had hit.
Does it hurt?
He flexed his wrist and fingers. I'm not in any pain. There's no bruising or swelling. I think it's fine.
Oh, good. I'm so sorry. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet.
She said, tears running down her face. He cupped her face in his hands. I do love you, Janine. I just didn't have the confidence to tell you. When the sphere gave me that confidence, I couldn't get enough of you. She moved and positioned herself in Egon's lap.
He got a pair of spheres. He grew a sphere.
She wrapped her arms around his neck and began placing gentle kisses on his cheek and along his jawline.
I'm still interested in whatever you had planned for the night at my place.
He smiled sheepishly, blushing brighter. Well, I'm not sure now.
Egon, whatever ideas you had are still wonderful, I'm sure. With or without the sphere.
She kissed him behind his ear.
Please, don't let the sphere destroy what we were building.
He smiled. Yes, I did have something special in mind.
Show me.
She urged breathlessly.
You already have all the confidence you need. All you gotta do is show it.
Ray, Winston, and Peter made their way into the lab building. Wow, sure hope we don't get into too much trouble, Ray said. Nah, Ray, I'm sure nobody will notice that crater in the parking lot, Peter teased. At least the damn thing is gone, Winston said. I just hope Iggy and Janine are back to normal. Peter held up his hand, gesturing for them to stop. He was standing by the doorway of the lab. As they all peeked in, they saw Egon and Janine still sitting on the floor. They were holding each other tightly, their lips locked in a passionate kiss. Guess we better wait in the car, Ray asked, smiling. They returned to Ecto-1, packing up their packs. Winston got in behind the wheel with Ray up front and Peter in the back. As Peter sat quietly looking out the window, Ray noticed and turned around in the seat to face him. What's wrong, Pete? I just hate myself for how I acted, he mumbled softly. Hey, don't worry about it, Winston replied cheerfully. Over the years in this business, we've all been affected one way or another by something. This one was different, Peter replied. I know I can be a real schmuck, but this thing took it to the next level. I think it's because you're just depressed, Ray replied matter-of-factly. Let's face it, you've never been the same since Dana.
Dana Draco? Zena, what was it?
Draco was Dana.
It was?
Okay, wait.
Harry and Harrietta.
In Xerophilia?
Yeah, Xerophilia. However, I know that this is Sigourney Weaver Dana.
Yes.
But
well, we think.
How do we know that Sigourney Weaver Dana isn't Draco?
It could be Ron Weasley.
Peter sighed. Yeah, too bad I messed that up. Winston cranked up the vehicle. Here come Iggy and Janine. They came up for air, Ray chuckled. Egon held the door open for Janine. She slid in the back beside Peter. Egon got in and closed the door. He sat next to Janine holding her hand. Where to? Winston asked.
Drop me off at my place,
Janine replied. She looked at Egon.
I think Egon is staying with me tonight.
They're getting in a boober. I was trying to think of an Uber for sex. Okay. He blushed as he nodded to Winston, who was looking in the rearview mirror. Okay, then, let's go, he said, putting Ecto in gear. Ray and Winston were a bit concerned. Peter, Janine, and Egon all remained extremely quiet the entire ride to Janine's place. They each assumed they were all simply overwhelmed and maybe even embarrassed about the parts they played while under the influence of the sphere. Either way, Ray intended on speaking with them individually to reassure them everything was okay. Ecto-1 idled outside Janine's apartment building. Egon stepped out and assisted Janine out.
Thanks, guys,
Janine said as they waved the others off. Do you think they'll be okay? Winston asked as they headed towards the firehouse. They'll be fine, Peter reassured them. Some time alone is what they need right now. They need to come to terms with their relationship now that the sphere's influence is gone. Speaking of which, how are you holding up? Ray asked. Peter shrugged his shoulders. I'll be all right. He gave Ray a wary smile. The rest of the trip was silence. Beep, boop, boop, bee. Egon and Janine entered her apartment. They climbed the stairs in an awkward silence. She turned to Egon.
I'm a little nervous. I'm not even sure why. I mean, we've done this before.
She giggled nervously. Egon smiled, blushing, but not as much as usual. Yes, most likely because we aren't under the sphere's influence. Janine looked slightly panicked.
Oh, no. I didn't mean that I don't want to, because I really do. But I'm just kind of nervous now. I mean, you've already seen me naked, and I've seen you naked, but...
Egon stepped up to her and placed a finger over her lips. Shh. Just let it happen. Oh, actually, they didn't say that. You don't need to explain anything. Just let it happen. He leaned down and kissed her tenderly on the lips.
Chicken tenderly.
Kissed.
Sorry, this is stupid.
That reminds me of the bear season when we thought we could list a bunch of foods that were ring-shaped and all I could list was onion rings and funyuns and chicken rings. She smiled brightly after the kiss was over. She felt much more relaxed now.
Egon, I know you feel like you can't just be yourself, but trust me, underneath all that scientific intelligence you have, there is a red-blooded man who knows what he wants. You just need to let him out.
Egon looked at her and smiled. I'm not usually so forceful in regards to things like that, he explained. What happened in the lab was spontaneous and aggressive. That's not really me. She idly fingered his tie.
Oh, isn't it?
She purred.
I believe deep down in there, somewhere, is an animal. It's okay to be a little aggressive, Egon. Honestly, I liked that side of you. It's so real and so hot.
She kissed his lips.
It makes me feel like I'm so attractive you can't keep your hands off of me.
You are, Egon said. You have no idea how I see you, Janine. You're this goddess that I can't believe wants me in that way. All I want to do is please you and make you happy. I want to show you how lovely you really are. He then pulled her against his chest, kissing her deeply on the lips. When they broke for air, he continued, you deserve to be cherished, and I want to be that man. Janine smiled as happy tears glistened in her eyes.
And I want to give you all the love I have. You deserve that, too.
He released her. Wait here, just 2 minutes. He then hurried to her bedroom.
Okay, what do you think he's getting?
Why is he doing something in her house?
Like, what is he doing in there? Rifled through her drawers.
I think he found a baby spear. He made another little tiny spear, like a travel spear.
Little marble?
Yeah.
Performance enhancing objects.
Janine anxiously waited for what seemed like an eternity, but was actually only 2 minutes and 37 seconds, according to Egon. Close your eyes, he said softly. He took her by the hand and led her to the bedroom. Open, he whispered in her ear. Janine's eyes widened in disbelief, her mouth opening wide.
Oh, Egon,
she whispered. The lights were turned off and there were candles lit. The candles were sitting on the nightstand, the dresser, and anywhere else he could find a spot. All of her pillows had been arranged at the head of the bed with a small space hollowed out in the middle for Janine to lay in. There was soft music playing on the radio by the bed. Is he going to paint her portrait?
You guys, that was our background last time.
It was?
That's true.
With like all the Ghostbusters in the back?
Did he BYOC?
I think so.
Where'd he get those candles from? From the lab at Columbia?
Maybe he had prepped. Because hadn't he said like, I have special plans for us tonight? So maybe he had it in his bag.
Yeah, maybe.
His like sphere ego.
For those listening, we have had special Fangasm backgrounds each week that'll be posted on our Patreon. So if you were looking to run a professional meeting that also said, I love Ghostbusters fanfic, we've got this for you. It's a great conversation starter, confidence builder, would highly recommend.
Very lucky.
The perks we offer on our Patreon are unmatched.
Cock words.
People are asking us constantly, how do you come up with all these amazing perks?
Zoom back that ass grounds.
She turned and looked at Egon.
This is amazing.
He cupped her face in his hands. Not nearly as amazing as you, he said, then kissed her lips. Without another word, Egon slowly removed Janine's clothes, starting with her blouse, then her bra. He slowly removed her skirt next, then her panties. He then coaxed her to lay down on the bed, resting comfortably among the pillows. She watched hungrily as he removed his own clothes, stripped all the way down to his boxers, then stopped. Egon took a bottle of vanilla-flavored massage oil from the nightstand and rubbed it in his hands.
I didn't know Vanilla Fields made oil.
It's a, what was the Bath & Body Works one called? Vanilla Bean.
Vanilla Bean, yeah.
Yeah. He massaged her fingers and forearms slowly, breathing deeply as he did so. Yeah, because she types and stuff. I bet she's got carpal tunnel.
I feel so good on the couple.
Janine moaned in delight. It felt so relaxing and sensual. Next, Egon took the bottle of oil and drizzled some onto her breasts. He then leaned down and licked each one, tasting the oil as he did. He then suckled each breast, turning Janine on even more. Wango.
And you know, when you type that much with your tits, it's really nice to have those massaged too.
That also.
Yeah, for sure.
They, when she's hitting the space bar.
These have been answering phones all day.
Her spheres, if you will.
Finally, he dripped a little of the oil across her stomach, letting it run down into her auburn curls below. He took his tongue and ever so slowly licked the trail of oil until he reached down between her legs. He's got a lot of oil in his system at this point.
He's licking that oil? I guess it must be food grade.
Yeah. I guess that's why it's flavored and not vanilla scented.
Yeah, it's true.
He grasped each thigh and opened her legs wider, his head buried between them, his tongue swirling over her clit. Janine moaned and twisted slightly, unable to remain still.
Oh, Egan. Oh. Oh. That's a ghost.
I was like, ah.
That wasn't even Janine.
He increased the speed of his tongue, quickly bringing Janine over the edge of her orgasm. He continued to lightly suckle her sex while... There's the episode title.
Suckle her sex.
Suckleberry Finn. Suckle her sex while she was still coming down from her climax. It was a delicious taste of vanilla mingled with the unique taste that was Janine's essence. Vanilla flicking the bean.
Here we go.
That's the Bath and Body Works. As she lay there, laying limply on the pillow bed, Egan removed his boxers and he gently slid his erection into Janine. She opened her eyes as she felt his throbbing cock go inside. She smiled devilishly as she grasped his forearms. She just slipped right off. Her legs wrapped tightly around his waist as she began to thrust in rhythm with his hips. Together, they thrust harder and faster. Egan closed his eyes, unable to watch Janine as he felt his orgasm building. Oh, Janine. Oh, Janine! He screamed as he thrust harder, causing Janine's body to bounce with his movements.
Do it!
Oh, here she is.
That's right, baby.
I hope these are soundproof walls, Danny.
Is Danny at work?
That's right, baby. Fuck me. Fuck me hard.
Don't say it. She urged. Dan Lila. Her grip on his arms getting tighter. She washes his face, had such a look of relief. She could tell he was about to blow with an almighty force.
Oh, Egan. Yes. Yes.
Her hips thrusted harder with his. Finally, with one last hard thrust, Egan released as he screamed Janine's name. Janine!
Janine, 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 Janine.
He slowly relaxed, withdrew, and laid down beside her amongst the pillows. Janine curled up against his side, lightly stroking the hair on his chest.
Oh, I love you, Egan. This was absolutely wonderful.
He smiled at her as he brushed a strand of hair behind her ear. And I love you, Janine. Yes, this was quite sensual. He's such a little nerd. I love it. She eased up and propped herself on her pillow.
Do you think PETA is going to be okay? I mean, he looks pretty depressed.
In time, I think he will, said Egan. Honestly, I don't think he ever fully recovered from his relationship with Dana. She's the only woman I've ever known PETA to be truly in love with. But I'm afraid his hesitancy to commit to that relationship may have burned that bridge.
Mm.
Somebody give this love story to Taylor. Janine's face was saddened.
Yeah, I know how it feels to date other people, trying to get past that one true love.
Egan pulled her to his body, wrapping his arms around her. I'm deeply sorry for the pain I've caused you.
Oh, I don't want you to feel bad. I just mean I understand how PETA feels.
Egan smiled. Maybe there's a way we can help him. But first, he rolled onto his back, pulling Janine into a straddling position over his body. I'd like you on top this time. His voice was thick and husky with desire. Janine smirked.
All right, Dr. Spangler. You're about to have the ride of your life.
Two days later, things at Ghostbusters Central had returned to normal, or at least what constitutes as normal for them. Janine sat at her desk working while Ray and Winston were tinkering with Ecto-1. Egan was sitting at the side of her desk, diligently working on a broken ghost trap. PETA was sitting at his desk, perusing through a sports magazine.
Not working.
Just then, the front door opened. A woman walked in quietly. Winston and Ray looked up, giving her a warm smile. The woman smiled back. Janine and Egan looked up, also giving her a warm, welcoming smile.
I have a Dr. Venkman. I'll be right back,
Janine said hurriedly, standing and rushing over to Peter's work area.
Dr. V, you have a visitor.
He kept looking through his magazine. Is it really that important? He asked wearily. Janine leaned in from across the front of his desk.
Yes, it is. And if you mess this one up, you're hopeless,
she whispered. He looked up, abruptly dropping his magazine. What do you mean? He stood peering around the side of the filing cabinets. His eyes sparkled when he saw the woman standing at Janine's desk. He looked back at Janine, almost ready to burst with joy. Janine, you're getting a raise. She giggled.
It was really Gunn's idea, but I will take that raise.
Peter practically ran over to Janine's desk. Dana, it's great to see you. Dana smiled and stepped in closer to hug him tightly. It's been too long, Peter. Are you hungry? How about we grab some lunch? Peter asked. Sounds wonderful, she happily agreed. We'll be back sometime, Peter said as he escorted Dana out. The others just waved at them, all smiling. Once they had left, Winston turned to Janine and Egon. How did you get that arranged? Egon shrugged his shoulders. We knew Peter had been depressed since his breakup with Dana. Janine had her number, so we just gave it a shot.
And she's still single,
Janine added.
She admitted she still missed Peter, so I offered to arrange this little meeting. She jumped at the chance.
Apparently she's been as miserable as him, but didn't know whether she should call, Egon said.
I told him not to screw this up or he's hopeless,
Janine said. Ray smiled. Something tells me it's going to work out this time.
Bring it home.
What a closing line.
This will make this whole thing make sense. The closure we've been looking for.
The ending of all endings.
You know, as they say, Willy Wonka, you know, what did the boy who got everything he ever wanted?
Let's order some pizza, Winston suggested. The end of the story.
And scene.
But what will they eat?
Did the Teenage Mutant Ninja Brothers get looped in here? Oh my gosh.
Big pizza at it again.
Let's order some pizza, Winston suggested, and then they open the pizza box and it's another sphere. That's how this ends.
There we go.
Oh, the end.
The end of the season.
The sphere just covered with cheese and pepperoni.
It's like,
you thought I was gone.
Just two pepperoni eyes. Uh-huh. Oh, guys. What a great little love story. I'm so happy for Peter and Dana.
That was so fun.
It's Pizza the Hut from Spaceballs.
Which I don't know that. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Another 1980s classic. Uh-huh.
Spoiler alert.
Perfect. Guys.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Let's sing. When the season ends, check your underpants. Is your PKE high or low?
Or pizza.
You know what? Pizza has toppings and Janine was on top. That's why. What do you guys think?
Al, where's yours?
Oh, boy. 6.9 slices over here. Extra cheese, extra pepperoni, mushroom sausage. Ooh. Oh. More sausage. Mm.
My pizza has pork on it. Porkin.
Speaking of, I just learned that Canadian bacon is ham. I just learned it this weekend.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was a different type of bacon.
Well, isn't ham?
Well, bacon is ham.
I know that, but I thought...
Like, you didn't think it was like ham ham.
I didn't think it was ham ham. I thought Canadian bacon was just a different type of bacon. Like, just like, I don't know, crispier. I don't know what kind.
But have you ever seen it? It looks a lot like ham on a pizza. Or do you usually, well, you don't eat a lot of ham.
No, I guess I've never really, we ordered a pizza this weekend. Matt wanted a Hawaiian pizza, but he kept asking for a pineapple and Canadian bacon pizza. So I thought it was different than a Hawaiian pizza.
Every day a new adventure.
So, you know, egg on my face, cheese on my face.
Egg on my face, that's what Janine said, Yeah. Did he add anything weird to it? Like peanut butter or?
No, but he was like shoveling in guacamole chips while he was eating it. So you can never just enjoy a pure food source.
I myself can't just eat one thing at a time. Mm. I usually need a crunch and a cold. If something's hot, I need a hot, a cold, and a crunch.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
All the food groups.
My food pyramid is just in those three tiers. And crunch is the biggest one, obviously.
Oh, for sure.
Dan, where's your PKE? And what's on your pizza?
Through the roof. I love that we got one final sphere fuck in there. And I love the way it ended. I love pizza. So that was not in here. And I'm glad that we had that closure. I just thought the whole story was so much fun. I will lower my PKE meter to 6.8 based on my own editing of the story skills, because if I had just cropped it one sentence further, we could have closed that scene successfully. But I will not, I'm not going to.
You can't cut the pizza line. Are you kidding?
No, he meant the blast line.
No, not
line.
The pizza line.
Oh, the blast.
The blast line.
Oh, right. So why did all of us just miss the blast?
So random.
No, but I think we thought we were in the middle of like this epic battle and it just was one blast.
Yeah, it was. We got it. We did it.
You know, happens in the bedroom.
Anticlimactic, but we got climax.
This whole story, Love Busters, was such a treat. So funny.
Love it.
I really loved the pacing of it. You know, mm-hmm. I love that we got two major sex scenes. It was great.
I just love all the vanilla oil that Egon was ingesting. Like, he was just like, oil, oil, oil.
I'm going to lather up after this recording.
I need hot, cold, flavored oil and pizza.
A crunch.
And a crunch.
Vanilla chips.
Linz, what about you?
Oh, yeah. It's up there. I loved it. I'm very excited for Peter and Dana and Egon and Iggy, and I loved all the busting, and I thought it was great.
Busting everywhere. Well, we love you all so much. What a fun season. Stay tuned for more. Stay tuned for more over on the Patreon. And yeah.
We'll catch you in a few weeks.
Tune in. Tomorrow is the Days of Our Lives.
Enjoy your tortured poets department.
Yeah. Until then, you've got 31 songs to crush, so.
There will be a quiz.
Stay horny, stay haunted.
Stay tortured. Bye.
Bye, guys. Mwah.
For an extra dose of bonkers entertainment, join our Patreon, where you can access hundreds of hours of unreleased content and bonus episodes featuring your favorite fandoms, plus the ones we'd never dare to read on the pod. Head to patreon.com/fangasm to get in on the action.
For a regular hookup, make sure to subscribe to the show everywhere you listen. And if we've left you satisfied, ew, leave a 5-star review or higher.
For updates, merch, or to submit a story, visit fangasmpodcast.com. And thanks to thousands of other listeners, the fun never sleeps over on our private Facebook group, The Fanny Pack. Click the link in the show notes to join. Once you're in, check out the 20-plus listener-led groups that cover everything from pets to pot to pen pals.